Reaction was swift and vocal to a Bush administration proposal to extend universal health care to pets. Under the measure, veterinary care would be fully subsidized by tax dollars. As NPR's Julie Rovner reports, a squabble has erupted between fiscal conservatives and animal rights groups.
Health and Human Services officials found themselves scrambling to clarify who would be eligible for the controversial Pet Health Insurance Program, or PHIP. FHIP would allow states to use federal funds to cover veterinarian visits, preventive care, and even neutering. HHS spokesman Roland Dallet says the measure is designed to cover all animals, large and small.
Your cat, your dog, your iguana, your great Komodo dragon, whatever you have at home, the anaconda, you know, it's covered under this because, I mean, who can put a premium, who can quantify your feeling for that animal and what that animal gives back to you? We think how much poorer we would be as a nation, as a civilization, without our pets.
Dallet points out that some states already allocate money to cover farm animals. But until now, no state, let alone Uncle Sam, has guaranteed hairball removal for Fluffy, grooming for Fido, or even, as under this proposal, back surgery for the family vole. Opponents of the measure argue that since house pets like gerbils don't pay taxes, they should not receive benefits. But animal rights backers applaud the change. Valerie Austin is vice president of Animals First, an advocacy group that's pushed for full rights for pets.
Well, the federal government doesn't discriminate against who pays taxes and who doesn't and how it does things. It covers children. It helps out poor people who don't pay any taxes. It even helps out illegal immigrants who come to this country who don't pay taxes. And it helps out trees and it protects lands. We have a really rich history of protecting our land, and animals live on the land.
The administration hopes that making pets eligible for health insurance will encourage people to sign their children up for government coverage at the same time. However, opponents of animal rights say the proposal sets a dangerous precedent. They fear a broader agenda is behind extension of universal health care to pets. James Cardigan is spokesman for the group People Are People Too.
Where does it stop? Look, I got a hamster, right? You're saying that the government is going to pay for my hamsters, my kids' hamsters, my neighbor's kids' hamsters? I mean, and suppose they get a snake, and then the snake eats the hamsters. You know, so what? You're going to have government lawsuits because the government is taking care of the hamster, but the snake ate the hamster, but the government is taking care of the snake, too. This is a bad idea. You know, this is where it starts. Where does it stop? You know what I'm saying?
This isn't a bigger agenda. It's just about health care.
That's Amy Lawrence of the Four-Legged League. She says universal pet care wouldn't automatically confer full rights to animals, merely bring them dignity.
It's time for America to realize that pets are a significant part of our population, and we need to give them the respect they need.
But respect is one thing. Finding the federal funds to cover the estimated $345 trillion cost is something else. With the budget for this year already tight, paying for scratching posts, catnip, birdcage paper, leashes, quill extractions, and pet daycare is likely to meet with a tough fight on Capitol Hill. Health and Human Services' Roland Dallet says the administration's not deterred.
I find it actually a little bit ironic at best that people are criticizing this legislation because at such a time when people are really going back to what's most important in their lives, and you can't really put a premium on affection, on what's in the heart. That's become a lot more important to Americans. We know what that means to us as a nation now. And one of the main ways that we show our heart is to our pets.
But passage of universal pet care appears to be in for a prolonged battle. Lobbying efforts are expected to keep lawmakers swamped, possibly paralyzing government for weeks and months as pet owners, animal lovers, and the four-legged and winged constituents themselves descend on Capitol Hill. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.